Welcome to That's History, our regular segment where we look at current events and find echoes, parallels, and lessons from the past. This is Chris Cetullo, and I'm joined, as always, by John Zimmerman, professor of history at New York University. Hi, Jonathan.
Good to be here, as always.
All right, we're going to start out, John, with a pop quiz. What came to life on October 28th and since then has had 37 million views on YouTube and spawned 138,000 comments?
I know the answer to that, Chris. That would be the video of Shoshana Roberts, a young New York actress, walking for 10 hours through Manhattan and being sexually harassed.
Okay, so this video was done by the nonprofit group Hollaback, which wants to eradicate sexual harassment and street harassment of women. And it has caused quite a sensation and a lot of controversy, which we'll get to other aspects of it in a moment. But for That's History, your point is that if you think that this attention to street harassment of women is a product of the modern age, maybe not.
Definitely not. And in fact, starting in the late 19th century, it was a huge social phenomenon in American cities, but it had a different name. This was not the era of sexual harassment. This was the era of mashing and mashers. We don't know where the term masher came from, but possibly from ma chère in French, my dear. But mashers were men, often nicely dressed men, who hung out in places where they knew there would be unaccompanied women and said nasty things to them. There were bicycle mashers who hung out in places like Central Park and tried to accost women on bicycles. Later, there are automobile mashers who would drive around, urge women to get in their cars or say something nasty and speed away. There were boating and canoeing mashers who hung out in parks near lakes.
Often people today are sort of pleased to think we're in a more enlightened era of gender relations, but it can't really be said that the attitude of everybody back then when it's about mashers was boys will be boys. There were people who didn't like it at all.
Oh, hardly not. And those people included city councils and legislators who passed laws and rules against this kind of thing. Most of them were local, and the most famous one was in Omaha, where actually a court, a judge in Omaha, a local judge, set up what he called a mashing schedule. And if you called somebody a chicken, you had to pay $5. If you called somebody a turtle dove, it was $10. Baby doll, $20. Then there were other municipalities like Toledo that just had laws that said, if you say something crude or nasty or uncouth to an unaccompanied woman, you're going to have to pay a fine.
Were these laws actually enforced, or were they merely on the books?
They were rarely enforced, but when they were, it made a big splash. And the biggest splash happened in 1906 when Enrico Caruso, the famous opera tenor, was arrested for mashing in Central Park. He went up to a woman near the monkey cage, and she had a kid with her. And according to the police report, he started saying nasty things to her and then, quote, rubbed himself up against her. And there was a policeman there who was part of the anti-mashing patrol, who's actually there to protect women against mashers, who arrested Caruso, who eventually paid a fine. So the answer to the question is, they weren't frequently enforced, but they were enforced enough that they made news when they were.
So, Jonathan, back to the Hollaback video. When you watch it, you see that most of the incidents depicted involve men of color, either Latino or African-American calling out something or walking, side by side with the actress. And this has drawn some fire. And in fact, the makers of the video have admitted that that was unfortunate. And they said there were incidents involving white men, but for various reasons, they weren't included. But put that aside, I just want to ask, back in the mashing period, was there any racial context to it?
Well, what's fascinating in comparison is that mashers were generally depicted as and were indeed white men, but well-to-do white men. In a famous case on the L, a guy was arrested and he was called the banker, quote unquote, because here was this white man dressed very much like a dandy, kind of like the community chess guy in Monopoly. Mm-hmm. And when you look at cartoons of mashers, which were ubiquitous in the press, they were often well-to-do and well-dressed white men. And mashing was part of white privilege. That is, it was part of the privilege that somebody who was at the top of society could exert over women.
That's Jonathan Zimmerman of New York University. This has been That's History, looking at issues of street harassment of women today and in the past. Thank you, Jonathan.
Thanks. It was good to talk.